Okay. We will try to talk. Welcome, everybody. I arrived a little late because I had a little happening. But I knew it was 4:30, not 5, so I just. Sharing from the heart. Relating from the heart. Relating from the heart is easy when we have a heart. And satsang is just this sharing from the heart. Not from heart to mind, but heart to heart. So you have to be open, available, relaxed. Only the past is holding you back from being innocent, available to the moment. So you have to look at what is it you are seeking, what is it you are looking for, what is it you are here for. Only human beings can seek and ask this, who am I? And now you have an opportunity to come back to yourself, to go deeper into yourself, to cleanse yourself from any mind, any past, any habit. So I hope you do good and get the most out of it. That you don't hold yourself back, which is your habit. No, you see, we get coconuts here also, no? The world is so little. Maybe the first coconut in Hedal. Otherwise, you have some coconuts here, but they sit on bodies. Some very hard coconuts are walking around. But that's okay. I only crack coconuts that wants to be cracked. No, I don't even crack coconuts anymore. I help them transform into mangoes, because the mangoes are much more effortless to squeeze. Before, I sometimes cracked coconuts, but too much effort now. I'm too lazy. So now you have to do your homework. and transform the coconutness into mango. Then it's easy to squeeze you. Hop. Where's Trina? Beloved Babaji, I long so much for your presence, to feel your being. I tremble by the thought of looking into your eyes again, and I yearn for your touch. It's like the strangest love affair ever, but definitely the strongest. Because I realize it is with you as my guide and master. You help me to see myself more and more. I am so grateful for that. In the relating to the heart process, I keep crying and laughing at the same time. It is such a powerful and beautiful process. Thank you to everyone helping me in it. You, beloved, the crew, and all the friends around. I feel so at home here, like I never been anywhere else. And I had always loved you, Baba, always. So I have to ask you, please, can I be your sannyasin? I know with all my being and with all my heart that is that I want it. There is no doubts. Not that I think all my problems are going to disappear. But then again, who knows? But I do know that it will help me not only to feel included as I feel always like an outsider, but still loved and at home. I know that it will support me in my own relating to my heart. It will be for me a deep sacred secret, a treasure that I can't explain with words. So I'm not trying to explain to my family or anyone else around me, because it gets ruined by all the words when I have to defend why I keep longing to be here, why I feel like I'm in love with you. And now I explain to you in words. The one I most definitely don't have to use all these words for. Forgive me. I trust you always. All my love, Trina. By the way, I just feel like giving you a warm, long, thankful hug. I'm so, so grateful to you. You are happy now, Trina, being back, no? And you know, when you have a hard time getting here and some difficulties in your life, then you enjoy it even more. You are even more grateful. It's like that. Otherwise, people who are even here all the time, they can fall asleep, no? It's like that. Because human beings takes very easy things for granted. But now you see what can happen when you're totally available and you want it. Then there's no doubt. You say, I long so much for your presence, to feel your being, to look into your eyes. Yes, because in my presence you connect to your own presence. And that's why it's the strangest love affair. Because it's outside but it's inside. And that is what the master should do. Help you to come back to yourself. To face yourself, to be a mirror. And that's what you're saying. That's why you are longing so much, because everybody is longing for themselves. Everybody is longing to be at home. Everybody is longing for peace, for happiness. So this, when you feel this in my presence, then you start connecting again to yourself. And that's what I want you to remember, that this is the possibility. It's like it's the strangest love affair ever, but definitely the strongest. It's very difficult to find a place where you feel totally at home. So here, when you feel my presence and you know that space, then slowly, slowly you get used to the presence. Then, when you get settled in it, it will follow you everywhere. But that is the deepest longing, just to be yourself. But you are trained to be everything except yourself. Everybody wants to be something else. And then you're looking outside for that to be fulfilled, or how to be. And that's why also many times you don't know how to behave. You're doing unconscious things. So that is the longing, and that is the fear also. To realize first, I don't know who I am. Because then everything will fall apart. Then you need trust. To go into the new. Up till now, everything has just been happening by itself. More or less unconscious. But when you start becoming conscious, then for the first time you can do conscious choices. This is what I want. It's not that somebody else wanted it. Is not what the society or your parents expected from you. But then you have to be strong. In the relating to the heart process, I keep on crying and laughing at the same time. That's good. Go crazy. And you need help to do that. Because normally in society, neither laughing nor crying is allowed. These two simple techniques of laughing and crying. And especially when you start crying of just happiness. That is unheard of. People have never seen that. They know, they think it's very sad crying. They don't know happy crying. I feel so at home here, like I never been anywhere else. I have always loved you, Baba, always. That's how it is when you start coming back to yourself. You will always feel like you have always been there. You have never been anywhere else. And that's the truth. Because you are always as you always have been. You are always consciousness. You are always peace. You are always silence. That is your essence. But you have forgotten that. Then you are think you are 1,001 different things that you are not. But in your center, you are always the one you always have been. So when all these thousands of ideas and dreams is leaving you, then again, you are home, like you've always been, unpolluted by any thoughts or mind. Then everything is like it always has been. Then you can see for the first time how it is to live. So I have to ask you, please, please, can I be your sannyasin? It seems like it's the right time to be sannyasin. You must have gone on for many years with this up and down. But it's good to come to that place in yourself that you know. And it's only when you are at your center you can really take that decision. And that is many times the difference between men and women. Because the woman, she's more intuitive. When you feel it, when you are clear, then you do it. There is no doubt. And that's what you say, I know with all my being and with all my heart that this is what I want. There is no doubts. And when there is no doubt, that means that you are not interested in the mind. The mind has nothing to say. So, the female side, the intuition side of you, there you just jump. And that's how sannyas has to be. You have to jump into it. You can't think about it. It's like standing on the side of the river. No, I want to jump in. Either you jump in or you don't jump in. Or it would be nice to jump in. I wonder how it is to jump in. It must feel like that. You don't know before you jump in, and when you jump in, then you scream then. Wow, it's so cool! That you never scream and you stay on the side. Then you're safe then. But man, he thinks more. He has to come to the decision out of his intellect. And you can never take decision from the intellect, then it means you are not steady. Anything that the intellect, that your mind do, it cannot be steady because it changes. But if the decision is coming from the heart, from your true intuition, from your seeing, then it's unshakable then. That's why when a woman is first standing up for something, then she is steady in it. She can become unshakable because it comes from the true space. But remember, some man is more like woman and some women is more like man, so it's not always a clear cut. And you have both sides, you have the masculine and the feminine in you. But ordinarily, the man functioning much more from the intellect. Then you have to think about it. Is this the right choice? But if you want to take a bath in the river, you can't think if it's the right choice. You just have to do it. And that's what sannyas is. You just have to jump. Not that I think all my problems are going to disappear. And that I will be rich in money tomorrow. No, most probably you will be more poor then. That is always the problem. Because now you start getting higher interest. You're not so focused on the material or on the money. You start getting other things you enjoy. So then it becomes even more effort to keep a balance. It depends on the person and what kind of life situation you have. But that is very normal. It's like Jesus said, you can't live by bread alone. No? How much bread can you eat, no? But if you have consciousness, if you have love, if you have peace, then who cares what you eat? But no, people only are interested in bread. Not even bread, in Big Macs. And that's why they're getting so unhealthy. I know it will support me in my relating to my own heart. That it will, but you have to put it first on the list. And say to your own heart, no, I want to be friends with you and listen more. And the heart has totally different needs than the mind. The mind needs a lot of money. The heart doesn't need much money. The mind doesn't need any love. The heart needs love, truthfulness, innocence. These are two different worlds. And that's why it's scary for everybody to be sannyasin, because you have to take the choice. You're going into something else. It will be for me a deep sacred secret, a treasure that I can't explain with words. So I'm not trying to explain it to my family or anyone else around me, because it gets ruined by all the words. When I have to defend why I keep longing to be here, why I'm in love with you. Yeah, it's best to just be quiet. And be truthful. But nothing to explain, because you are not here to explain anything. You are here to just enjoy more and more now. So anytime you get into explaining and talking, then you go into your head. And especially people who you have to explain things to. Because anybody who you have to explain something to, it means that they are stuck in their mind. If they are not stuck in the mind, there's nothing to explain, because the heart feels. It knows. So just a few words, just a look, just a hug, and the person understands. But this, the mind, it never understands. So it's a total waste of time to try to explain. This you have to have very clear. Just say it makes you happy. Or you'd giggle every time you ask, you just giggle. It's so good. And if you're interested, maybe I can help you, you say, but otherwise, just giggle and be a little more crazy. Don't explain, try to explain, just be a little more crazy than you are used to. Happy crazy, that's how it should be. Then they leave you alone, because they think that this woman, now she's gone over the hill. But that's how the world is, you say, when I have to defend why I keep longing to be here, why I feel I'm in love with you. Why should you defend what your deepest longing is? Why should you defend your love? It's just stupid. But that is how the society is. And that's maybe how your own family is, how your own friends is. And that's normal. So better to be quiet. This is only for you. Everybody has to walk their own path. It's not for the masses. And you can't share it if the person is not open for it. And most people are so busy with their life, like you have been. So, the deeper you go, the higher you go, the more you understand that you can't talk about it. People have to come to a place where they are ready to change, to listen. Nobody can do that. It has to come from the inside. It has to come from your own understanding, your own evolution as such. Nobody can push that. It's like, no, you can't hold yourself back anymore. So no, you have to come forth. And now I explain to you in words the one I most definitely don't have to use all these words for. Forgive me. No, it's nothing to forgive, because still the words can be very helpful, because your mind has to understand also the whole process. So it's no conflict. I want you to be integrated on all levels. In your mind, in your feelings, in your heart, in your soul, everything should be in balance. Otherwise, some people say they understand, But the mind is there and the feeling is there and the heart is there, and God knows where the soul is. You have to bring yourself together. It can't just be intellectual, it can't just be an emotion, it has to be integrated. And when you are integrated, it's very easy. All my love, Trina. No, any questions or sharings? Petita. For many years you have been
followed by depression and anxiety.
Anxiety and depression.
And I wonder how to transform this.
To transform it? You are transforming it. They didn't build Rome in a day, did they? Huh? So you have to be nice with yourself. Be patient. Don't take it serious. Because this all depression, anxiety, is just that you take yourself very seriously. People are all depressed and anxiety and stressed because you are so fucking serious. And your mama, your papa, your society, and your neighbors, and your schools, and your professors, they all made you so serious. It's a heavy life, heavy burden. And you can never live up to it. And especially sensitive people like you. Yes, many sensitive people, they never fitted in. They had a hard time because they tried to fit in. Because when you were alone and when you were little, you try. When you are little, you don't want to stick out. You want to be like everybody else. Even though everybody else is a sheep and you are a lion, you still want to be a sheep because everybody is going that way. And nobody is saying, hey, what are you really feeling? Do you want to do this? There's never any question. What you want is what you should do, what is expected from you, that you fit in. So then no more wonder you get anxiety, you get depression, because you are living a lie. Any intelligent persons, you get depressed by living a lie. Panic attacks, because it's a conflict inside you. When you start seeing, and that's what I'm showing you here, how this whole thing works. What is it to be depressed of here? These mountains is not putting anything on you. It's totally happy exactly as you are. Then you start relaxing. Then you have me on the other side. And I can even speak with you. The mountain is just like that. So on one side the mountain accepted, the other side I accepted. Then how long can you be depressed in between us? You can try, but you won't win anyway. So it's okay. They didn't build Rome in a day. But I'm working on it, don't worry. How is it going with the depression now? It's gone. Where did it go?
I don't care.
You don't care, no? And this is what you have to realize, that no, there is no depression. And who the fuck cares? And even for Mrs. Depression, it's no problem because there's so many people who are willing to invite her in. So very soon she will find a new home. Don't think about her. She's fine. Most people are so unconscious, they take anything in. And that's what you have been before. And by becoming more conscious, you are more aware what situations and where this depression feeling comes. Then you don't go there, you don't do that. You're becoming more conscious, you start living more a conscious life. All the mystics and the gurus have always said, don't go with the unconscious people. If you have started on the path, you have to be very alert. Where you walk, where you live, who you talk to, where, what you are doing. Because otherwise you will pull you down again. If you want to be wise, don't go with the unwise. Go with those who are wise. That's how they only, the very simple things they always been saying. If you want to be happy, go with those who are happy. You don't go to the unhappy people if you want to learn the art of happiness, or do you? No. So that's the thing. If you are unconscious, then you don't know. Then there's nobody to blame. You didn't know. Everybody is depressed, unhappy, talking behind backs to people. All these normal things. But when you start becoming conscious, then you are more alert. you stop doing those things, and you also stop being with people who are behaving like that. So this is what the mystics always have said: if you want to become wise, don't go with the unwise. Go and sit with the wise ones. Go and sit with the peaceful ones, where it gives you peace. Like Trini was saying, she's been longing to sit in my company, because she's longing for peace. Some people, they long to go to a Black Sabbath concert. Yeah? People are different. Yeah? Nothing wrong with that. But it's different consciousness, it's different needs. Some people want to be go back to war. That is much more normal. Because war is also exciting. And for dull people, they wake up a bit in danger. But if you're intelligent, then why? Why not enjoy life instead of destroying life? But this is how it is. So know you are at the right place, don't worry about it, just become more and more conscious how you live your life. To my beloved Swaha, thank you for existing. Thank you for your eternal patience. Thank you for your love. I love you. It is still hard to write to you because you are not just anybody. You are you. It is like writing to the sun. What do you write to the sun? It shines and makes me warm without wanting anything in return. What can you give to the sun? I am eternally grateful. I have some questions. You have questions to the sun? Why don't I ask for sannyas? Because sannyas is jumping into the unknown and is very attractive, but is also scary. And you want to have both. You want to play it safe and you want adventure. It doesn't work like that, Mr. Jekyll. No, you have come to that point now. You have to take a decision now. Many years you've been walking around the soup. It smells very nice. But I'm going to put you inside now and cook you. Why don't I ask for sannyas? I feel that it isn't necessary now. What needed to happen has already happened. And I think it happened before I thought about asking for sannyas. You thought and think and ask and why. You start getting hot now. This is how the mind is. I don't know why you don't ask. I know. And you always wanted, you always felt that, you always had this connection with me. And sannyas is just an indication from your side. I'm already available, but are you available? So sannyas is just an indication that no, I'm totally open. All these things, thank you for existing, thank you for your eternal patience, thank you for your love, I love you. I'm eternally grateful. What can you give to the sun? You can just say, I follow the sun. That is what the disciple is doing. He bows down. It's so nice in the warmth of the sun. You bow down. But that you cannot do. That's why you cannot ask. It has to come from your understanding, from your heart, from your very soul. You have to ask yourself, why don't you ask? Because when you have found something that is so beautiful and you are eternally grateful, where in life do you hear these things? Thank you for your eternal patience. Thank you for your love. I'm eternally grateful. You warm me. What can I write? What can I say? And then, what is holding you back from that? That's what I always feel is amazing. Even if you have been touched, you are trying to hold back. What is that? It's the fear. It's the fear of letting go. And then you will always be in a conflict because you know what your heart and your soul wants to do. It always wants to follow the sun. The heart is a very adventurous spirit. It is always ready for adventure. And especially to follow the sun. But the mind, he always thinks, why should I go? Why should I do this? What is the point? So this is something you have to feel because it has to come from you. That understanding has to come from you. And good things, like you say, you are very grateful. And you say, all that what has needed to happen has already happened, and I think it happened before I thought about asking for sannyas. Yeah, many things has happened, but that is nothing. Many people can come, they don't take sannyas, many things can happen to them, but really to get involvement, they don't know what they are missing. They're just sneaking around getting the crumbs instead of coming to the feast. That is what sannyas is. That means no, all my resistance goes now. I'm open, I'm available. I don't want to fight anymore. I don't want to be in conflict. I want to stand up for my own truth. Why is there so much resistance in me asking for sannyas? Because of these things. The whole fight is between the head and the heart. The head never wants to surrender, it never wants to become a sannyasin. It always wants to play it safe. It always wants to be in control. But then your heart, your soul, it knows. It knows deeper things, it has a deeper longing. You can't live by bread alone, like Jesus said. You need something more, you need food for your soul. So this is the conflict, because you have been touched, your heart, your soul, once. Your being once. But your mind, your head, is in conflict, is in confusion. And then what is people going to say? You think already about other people. You have to focus on yourself, on your own truth, to stand up for yourself. And that is what sannyas is, to really reclaiming yourself, to stand up for yourself, your own truth. Why is there so much resistance in me about asking for sannyas? Because it's too much you, the old you. But now when you are here, then the new you comes. The playful you. The innocent you. Then you want. No, it dawned on me while I wrote the last sentence. Please, please give me sannyas, I beg you. This fear can go to hell. I feel better already. I love you, my friend. I'm yours. If I don't understand anything, then hammer it in. I'm really, really happy now. I love you, I love you, I love you. Yours, Yakil. Isn't that much more fun? No, you see, no, all people are enjoying. They can relate to that. You see, when I read things from the mind, then it's more like heavy. What do you say about me? I get headache also. And then like this. Very easy. Why not be happy, Jackie? Just, who cares? You know. The fear can go to hell. And this is how it is. Either there can be fear, then you are all identified with the mind. Or there can be love. Then you are identified, then you are in your heart. If there is love, there is no fear. And if there is fear, there is no love. So, most of you have to change like that many times. They mix all the time. Fear, love, up and down, 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 down. Because there's no balance. You haven't chosen out of consciousness. So then, from the past, fear is in charge, because that is the mind. That is what is really developed in modern man, is the mind. The heart is undeveloped, but it doesn't need to be developed. It's just to go there, then it has its own wisdom. But you don't really trust the heart, you trust more the mind. And you have to say, adios, mind. And then is the fear. You have to devote yourself to you more, to your heart, to your spirit, to your being. Then, when your own self realizes that no, this man, no, Jaquil really wants to come home now. He wants to be truthful. He wants to be real. Then the mind slowly, slowly loses its grip. So it has no power over you. But you have to stand up for that fear. Everybody has. And there is nothing to do with the fear. What is it? It's just to surrender to love. It's so easy. Why fight with fear? I'm not for any fighting at all. Just see things as they are and surrender to peace, surrender to love, to gratefulness, to life. So easy, but still so difficult. So this is how it goes. No, first the mind comes with reason. Yeah, things are already, so many nice things have happened. Yeah, I'm already sannyasin in my heart, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, like that. But you have to live it. It's something that has to become your whole life. That you are worthy of it. Then it will change you. Sannyas, to become a disciple is just a gesture that no, I had enough of this fear, of these lies, of ego, of mind, of confusion, of doubt. No, I want to surrender to the truth. I want to come home. I want to be real. I want to stand up for myself. And as soon as you do that, then life will help you then. Existence itself will help you. I will help you. But if you haven't surrendered, if you haven't come to that understanding, that deep understanding in yourself, then there's nothing to do. You will just eat the crumbs. You won't have the meal. But no, it dawned on me while I wrote the last sentence, please give me sannyas, I beg you. The fear can go to hell. I feel better already. I love you, my friend. I'm yours. Feel better. And the thing is to stay better also. Don't go back. And that is the decision of sannyas. No, you don't want to go back. I don't want to go back. I want to stand up for it. You have to be integrated. You have to be courageous. Otherwise, you will always be wavering. One day your heart will take you to your lover. One day your soul will carry you to the beloved. Don't get lost in your pain. Know that one day your pain will become your cure. They say humans have to learn through suffering, through pain. And when you had enough, then you let go. Then you understand, no, I don't need this anymore. I have learned what I should from pain, from suffering, from conflict. No, I want peace. No, I want happiness. No, I want silence. No, I want the real. But to get the real, you have to give up the false. listen to these words of this mystic. You can attain bliss when you accept the Master's wisdom. Deep ocean, endless water. Your boat is in the middle. Without the help of a skillful captain, how will you reach the other shore? Your beloved lives on top of a hill. Without direction, how will you recognize? How will you find the way? Sun and moon gives light outside. Without true wisdom, it's dark inside. Then how will you see? The Master takes people across and light the light. He makes the unknown known. He has ceased all my doubts and put me in touch with my own heart. That is what the Master do. And you can attain bliss when you accept the Master's wisdom. It's very difficult to get that by yourself, almost impossible. Somebody turn up the heat just a little bit. The good thing is there is no mosquitoes, yes or no? You can take it serious or you can take it playful. May everybody be happy and be warm.